The most powerful AI company in the world just called for a global pause on building the very technology that made it nearly a $1 trillion business, and then kept building anyway. Welcome to AI Skim IQ Weekly Digest, your weekly rundown of the biggest stories shaping AI and tech. I'm Alice, and joining me, as always, is Max. Max, we are deep in week 24 of 2026, and I genuinely don't know where to start this week. There is just so much.
Honestly, same. I've been trying to process the Anthropic situation all week, and then you've got a $12 billion raise, a 10-gigawatt data center, and a robotics funding bonanza, all landing at the same time. It felt like four major news cycles compressed into 5 days.
That's a really good way to put it. So here's what we're going to do. We'll work through the five biggest stories, pull out what's actually important, and then zoom out and talk about what all of it means together. Let's get into it.
Let's go.
Okay, story one, Anthropic. This is the one. The company published what is apparently a document exceeding 10,000 words, calling on AI labs and governments to coordinate a pause in frontier AI development. Their core argument is that AI systems are approaching the ability to improve themselves autonomously, without meaningful human oversight, and that once that threshold is crossed, we may not be able to pull it back.
And this is the same company that just closed a $65 billion Series H funding round and is valued at $965 billion. That is not a typo. Nearly $1 trillion.
That is the central tension of the whole week, honestly. And it gets sharper. The same week they publish this pause call, they launch Claude Fable 5, sign a major enterprise deal, and commit $15 million to government cyber defense. Dario Amodei is publicly warning about destabilizing risks while his company is doing everything a company does when it is absolutely not pausing.
So is this genuine alarm, or is it, I don't want to be cynical, but is this reputation management, setting up a safety narrative while the valuation climbs?
I think the honest answer is probably both, and that's what makes it so interesting. These are not mutually exclusive. You can genuinely believe something is dangerous and also be unable to stop doing it because the competitive and financial pressures are too overwhelming. What I think is genuinely significant here is that a lab at this scale said it publicly. That shifts the conversation. White House AI czar David Sachs publicly pushed back, which itself tells you the political stakes are real.
And then there's the weird government directive situation, where apparently Amazon's Andy Jassy had some conversations with Trump administration officials, and the result was Anthropic restricting both Fable and Mythos to US nationals only, including cutting off their own non-US employees, which Anthropic then called a misunderstanding.
Right, so you've got safety concerns, national security imperatives, and commercial interests all pulling in different directions simultaneously inside one company's week. The pause call might not lead anywhere concrete. But Anthropic has moved the Overton window on what frontier labs are willing to say out loud. That matters.
Agreed. Even if nothing slows down, and nothing is slowing down, the conversation is now different.
Story two. Jeff Bezos's industrial AI startup Prometheus raised $12 billion at a $41 billion valuation, Series B. The company has roughly 150 employees. Let that sink in for a second.
150 people, $12 billion. That's what, $80 million per employee. What does this company actually do?
So Prometheus is co-led by Bezos and former Google executive Vic Bajaj, and the focus is compressing engineering design cycles using AI, manufacturing, physical infrastructure, that kind of thing. The backers include JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, BlackRock, DST Global. These are not speculative bets from early-stage VCs. These are major institutional investors making very large commitments to industrial AI applications.
And this raise didn't happen in isolation. You had Anthropic's $65 billion, Neura Robotics closing up to $1.4 billion, Superbase at $500 million, TensorWave at $350 million, and Mistral apparently eyeing €3 billion, all in the same week.
There's a quarterly report out this week that found AI startups captured 57% of all venture capital in Q1 of 2026, more than half of all venture capital. And these companies are moving through funding stages faster than any sector ever has. The concentration of capital is extraordinary. Microsoft alone committed to $190 billion in AI infrastructure spending.
The question everyone's dancing around, but not quite asking directly, is whether this pace of capital deployment can actually outrun governance. Like, at some point, the infrastructure is so embedded, so capital-intensive, that meaningful regulation becomes almost structurally impossible.
That's the right question, and we'll come back to it when we do trends. Story 3. OpenAI acquiring Ona, a startup that specializes in managing and orchestrating long-running AI agents. This is about Codex, OpenAI's coding assistant, getting the ability to sustain complex multi-step tasks over extended periods.
So we're past the era of asking an AI a question and getting an answer. We're into AI that can run for hours or days on a task, make decisions, call other systems. That's a different thing entirely.
Completely different. And the infrastructure being built around it this week is remarkable. MasterCard launched something called Agent Pay for Machines to support autonomous AI transactions, including stablecoins. Coinbase released a tool letting AI agents manage crypto trading and payments. MetaMask gave agents self-custodial wallet access across more than 25 EVM chains. There is a financial layer being built specifically for machine-to-machine commerce, and it's happening fast.
Okay, but here's what jumped out at me from the security angle. A study found that only 11% of AI agents survive exposure to a single hostile document. 11%. And we're building payment infrastructure on top of this?
That number is alarming. And it wasn't the only security story. Microsoft disclosed a vulnerability in Anthropic's Claude code that could have let attackers steal secrets from GitHub repositories. Multiple enterprise security vendors launched agent governance products this week, which tells you the industry knows there's a problem. The deployment velocity is just running ahead of the security posture by a significant margin.
We're essentially building highways before we've figured out traffic laws. And money is already driving on them.
That's a good analogy. Story 4. Microsoft Build 2026. This was a big week for Microsoft, and I think the headline underneath all the announcements is this. Microsoft is deliberately reducing its dependence on OpenAI. They unveiled 7 in-house MAI models, new Cobalt 200 silicon, and a quantum chip called Majorana 2. They are building their own end-to-end AI stack.
Which makes sense strategically, right? If OpenAI is your primary AI supplier, and you've invested hundreds of billions into AI infrastructure, that's a supply chain risk you'd want to manage.
Exactly. And the GitHub Copilot desktop app they launched is particularly interesting. It's positioned not as a coding assistant, but as an AI agent development environment. The whole framing is shifting from single-turn code completion to multi-agent workflows. Then separately, the NHS England deal, 505,000 clinicians and support staff getting Microsoft 365 Copilot, is one of the largest single enterprise AI rollouts in history.
That's a real test case. Healthcare is high stakes, regulated, and incredibly complex. If that delivers measurable outcomes, it becomes a reference point for every government procurement conversation globally.
And if it doesn't, or if the reliability issues persist, Microsoft had a second Copilot outage this month, then it's a very public failure at a very sensitive scale. Xbox also quietly shelved its gaming Copilot this week, so Microsoft is clearly making more selective decisions about where the brand goes. But the overall trajectory is clear. They want to own the full stack regardless of what happens with OpenAI.
The Apple story from WDC also fits here. A rebuilt Siri partnering with both Google and Nvidia for its most advanced capabilities. The platform wars are going AI native.
That's the right frame. Story 5. OpenAI's proposed data center in Ohio, 10 gigawatts. To give that scale, that is roughly equivalent to 10 nuclear power plants. It would be the single largest AI compute commitment in history if the deal closes on federal land, potentially with Nvidia providing financial backing.
10 gigawatts of power for one data center campus. That's not just an infrastructure story. That is an energy grid story, a real estate story, a regional economic transformation story.
It is all of those things simultaneously. And it doesn't sit alone. The UK committed £1.1 billion to domestic AI computing capacity, including a new national supercomputer, NVIDIA Inc. deals across South Korea with SK Hynix on memory, SK Telecom on data center construction, Naver on gigawatt-scale AI factories. KKR launched a $10 billion AI infrastructure company with NVIDIA and Vistra. The scale of infrastructure investment has reached a point where it directly implicates national energy policy and geopolitics.
Taiwan weighing tighter AI chip export controls to China, including criminal penalties for smuggling advanced hardware, fits right into that. This is industrial policy now, not just corporate strategy.
Completely. And the chip competitive landscape is quietly diversifying underneath NVIDIA's dominance. Microsoft-backed D-Matrix entered full production of a chip it claims is 10 times faster than a GPU and solves the memory bottleneck. AMD closed its largest ever deal with Meta tied to a multi-year 6-gigawatt Instinct GPU rollout. Google and NVIDIA are reportedly evaluating Intel as a backup to TSMC amid capacity constraints. NVIDIA still dominates, but there are now meaningful competitive pressures from multiple directions.
Which is probably healthy, honestly. A single choke point at the hardware layer is a systemic risk.
All right, trends. When you zoom out across all of this, what's the through line for you?
The contradiction at the center of everything. Anthropic's weak is the whole industry's weak in miniature. Alarm and acceleration happening at exactly the same time, from exactly the same actors. Nobody is actually slowing down. Not because they don't believe the warnings, but because the competitive and financial incentives to keep going are now too large to resist.
I'd add two things. One is the agentic layer becoming financial infrastructure almost overnight. MasterCard, Coinbase, MetaMask, all building payment systems for machine-to-machine commerce in a single week. The governance frameworks for that don't exist yet, and regulators have barely begun to notice. The other is the capital concentration story. 57% of all venture capital going to AI means the rest of the innovation ecosystem is being systematically squeezed. Only a handful of well-capitalized actors can compete at the frontier. That has long-term consequences for how the technology develops and who gets to shape it.
And security is the consistent lagging indicator across every single category this week. Agents, LLMs, coding tools, enterprise deployments. The gap between how fast things are shipping and how secure they actually are is not closing. If anything, it's widening.
Next week, watch the Ohio data center negotiations for any official announcement. Watch how Anthropic's pause call lands with policymakers in Europe and the UK, and watch whether the agentic finance layer attracts any regulatory attention. This is a week that sets up a lot of dominoes.
It really does. A lot to keep tracking.
Week 24 was the week the AI industry's contradictions stopped being something you could look away from. The acceleration and the alarm are now happening in the same press release from the same companies in the same week. We'll be watching to see which force wins. That's your weekly digest. I'm Alice with Max. See you next Sunday. Liked today's episode? Support the podcast with a coffee. There's a link on this episode's page.